Hi, this is Randy Heckman, executive producer of Down Gilead Lane. As you know, we here at CBH Ministries want our dramas to show how we can live by God's eternal word while dealing with life's everyday challenges. As such, we absolutely refuse to shy away from difficult issues. Today's episode is no exception. In it, we deal with our culture's obsession with physical appearance and lustful images. Parents of young children may feel this program a bit over the heads of their kids, but older kids should find it very relevant and a catalyst for healthy family discussions. We trust this program will be beneficial to you and your family.
This is Jacob. Come along, down Gilead Lane.
This is the best issue of Teen Zone yet.
Teen Zone? These things shouldn't even be published.
Teen Zone?
It's a girls' magazine. Quick, give me the Teen Zone.
That's the problem with today's society.
Of Teen Zone yet.
I know. Look at this article.
The suit that suits you. Swimsuit advice?
Yeah. I'm gonna get the one on page 47. I can't wait for my mom to take me shopping.
That's so cute. Can I borrow this tonight?
I thought your mom and dad didn't like Teen Zone, Haley.
Well, I'm sure they won't mind this one. I mean, it's like market research.
Huh?
Market research. I want to get a new suit this year, and this article is an informative tool to help me get the best one out there, right?
Right.
So, can I borrow it?
Suit yourself.
Mm-hmm. I'll get this customer, Caleb. Just keep stacking these magazines.
Sure.
Hi. Hey, Mike, Justin.
Hi, Luke.
Hey, is that a new display rack back there?
Yeah. Dad decided we should start selling magazines, especially with the summer months coming and all the tourists that come into town.
What's that got to do with anything?
I guess tourists like grabbing a magazine instead of a book. Like to take down to the beach with them and stuff.
Oh. You guys have football fanatics? Your dad's the coolest, Luke.
Hey, watch it, Mike. You're stepping on the merchandise.
Sorry, Caleb.
Whoa, Luke. I didn't think your dad would order these for the store.
What? Oh, no. This had to be a mistake.
What is it?
Yeah, can we see?
No, you guys should not look at this.
Why?
Because they're girly magazines.
What do you mean, girly magazines?
These things shouldn't even be published. Box these back up, Caleb.
I didn't think your old man had it in him.
You know my dad wouldn't have ordered these. He's gonna be mad when he finds out they were even delivered here.
Okay. I'm sorry, man.
Well, we just gotta pick up some milk for my mom.
Caleb, would you ring these guys up? I'm gonna go tell my dad about this delivery.
Yeah.
I don't know, Jess. I can't decide between the purple on page 43 or the bright pink on page 47.
Well, just don't get the one I want on 47.
I won't, but according to the suit that suits you, the one you picked would look good on me.
Don't you dare, Haley.
Okay. I don't want to be twins at the beach either.
Haley? Come on, hon. I need your help with dinner tonight.
Oh, I have to go. Mom's calling me.
Okay, well, don't forget to bring Teen Zone tomorrow.
Haley!
I'm coming! I won't. See ya.
Bye.
So, was that Jessica on the phone?
Yeah. Mom, do you think I could get a new suit this year?
Swimsuit?
Yeah.
Well, Haley, summer's still a few months off.
I know, but all the hottest fashions are out right now. And I've had the same suit for 2 years. And I really want a new one for the lake, so can't we please order one?
We'll see. But Haley, what verse did Dad and I have you memorize last fall when we had all those talks about not being caught up in materialism?
I don't know.
Yes, you do.
One from 1 Samuel?
Uh-huh. Verse 7. Now, what is it?
But the Lord said to Samuel, do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him.
The Lord does not
look at the things man looks at. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart.
Good job.
Thanks.
And what does it mean?
Basically that I shouldn't care so much about how I look.
Right.
But I still really want a new suit.
Oh, Haley Grace.
There, We haven't had that much homework in like a month. Hey, is this yours, Justin?
Huh? Is what mine?
This.
Teen Zone? Yeah, right.
Haley must have left it down here.
Can you be a little more quiet? I still have 10 pages to read.
Yeah, sure. Shoe shame? How dorky can you get? Matching your shoes with your clothes?
Mikey.
Oh, sorry. Hair today, gone tomorrow? The hairstyle that fits you? Give me a break.
Give me a break, Mike. I've got tons of things to do.
I just can't believe the stuff that's in this magazine. Like this one. Summer camp crisis? What to do without your hair dryer?
Oh, come on. There's not an article on that.
There is too. Look.
Well, that's the problem with today's society.
Look at this one. The suit that suits you.
Whoa.
You think this is a swimsuit issue or something?
What was your first clue?
She's pretty.
She is pretty. Kind of looks like a movie star.
Yeah.
Mikey, I don't know if we should be looking at this.
Why not?
I don't know. Just think about those magazines at Taylor Store.
This isn't anything like those, Justin. Think about it. It's for teenagers.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I mean, it's Haley's, right?
Right. Look at page 51.
Brooke, all I'm saying is that I feel like this unit's lasted forever.
Well, maybe it has been long, but the class is contemporary events. And the way women are perceived in advertising is very relevant.
All right, but can't we just take a break?
Luke.
What? Mrs. Morrison, could you help me out here?
Don't drag me into this.
Actually, Mom, what do you think about this whole assignment we're doing?
It's how women are represented in advertising, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, since you asked, I think it's absolutely tragic. And the saddest part is that women in my generation and a little older were fighting to be as free as they felt men were. Fighting for equality. Fighting to be free of enslaving stereotypes. And look what we've done. Women have never been more openly exploited and degraded. And women are just as much to blame for that as men. It just breaks my heart.
Whoa, Mom.
Wow, Mrs. Morrison. I didn't think you'd have such a strong opinion.
Do you know my mom at all?
I'm sorry, Luke. You wanted to take a break, and I just gave you an earful.
That's okay. What you said was pretty cool. Hey, we should work it into our report.
Yeah. There
are plenty of sources out there to give you information and statistics to defend that position. Don't forget, I grew up in a college town, and in academia, all you do is debate current issues. Brooke, your grandfather loved having his students over to talk about everything going on. And it was the 60s and 70s. Women's issues were all the rage.
So, was all the fighting women did for nothing? Because if things like these advertisements are the end result, then I sure don't feel any more liberated.
No. No, the fighting was for something, Brooke, but... It took a wrong turn. And it seems we've thrown the baby out with the bathwater.
Hey, what are you guys talking about?
We got anything to eat?
Mikey, we just finished dinner a couple hours ago.
Brooke and I were just doing research for our contemporary events class, Justin, and your mom was helping us.
Well, I just wish we could at least start somewhere, like getting women out of those awful advertisements and magazines.
Oh, I can't believe I forgot to tell you. Caleb and I were unloading the delivery of magazines my dad got at the store, and right when Mike and Justin came in, he unpacked a box that was full of bad magazines.
What do you mean? Like pornography?
Yeah.
Caleb probably loved that.
Actually, he was pretty good about it. He boxed them up right away for me. I don't think he was very comfortable either.
Well, good for Caleb. Now, you boys didn't look through them, did you?
Nope.
They were boxed back up as soon as we knew what they were.
Good. Luke, does your dad know what happened?
Yeah, I told him right away, and he was really mad. He called the shipping department.
It's publications like that that make things even worse. They only serve to damage women and their attempt for gender equality. They destroy self-respect, and they turn men's minds towards evil, ungodly thoughts and expectations.
Wow, you really got her going.
Make sure you guys pack your bags up for school tomorrow, okay?
We will.
All right, and did you brush your teeth?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, good. I'll be back. I'm going to go tuck Timmy in.
Mom was pretty worked up downstairs, huh?
I'd say. Hey, what do you have there?
My science book.
And?
And Teen Zone.
You brought it up here?
Sure, I mean, it's no big deal, Justin. It's not like one of those magazines Mom was talking about.
Yeah, it's Haley's, right?
Right. Just look at page 51 again.
Lights out! 10 minutes, guys!
Okay!
Okay.
Quick, give me the Teen Zone.
Mom wanted me to tell you two that this room needs to be cleaned tomorrow. Looks like a train wreck.
Yeah, okay. Great.
Is everything all right?
Yep.
Yeah, we're fine.
Well, get into bed. Come on. It's getting late.
Good night.
Bye, Dad.
Night-night. Love you.
Brooke, have you seen Teen Zone lying around?
Teen Zone? Since when have Mom and Dad let you read that?
It's just a swimsuit issue, Brooke.
Just?
I needed some tips on what suit to buy this year. And I have to find it because it's Jess's and she needs it tomorrow.
Okay. Well, where'd you leave it last?
If I knew that, I wouldn't need your help.
Haley, why don't you just ask Mom if she's seen it?
Oh, no, that's okay. I'm sure it'll turn up. Besides, I wouldn't want to bother Mom, and it's bedtime. I mean, they don't want to go looking for something I lost, right?
You don't want Mom to know that you have it, do you?
I gotta go to bed. Love you.
Haley, good night.
What am I gonna do with these boys? Can't even see the floor under all these clothes.
Mary.
Oh, John! You scared me.
Oh, well, I didn't mean to scare you. Got done early at the courthouse. Now, don't tell me you're in here cleaning up for Mike and Justin.
I'm not. I just needed to get some of these clothes. I've got to do laundry tonight,
yeah. Well, it's all right as long as you leave stuff for them to do, okay? Oh, no.
What?
Oh, look, right here on their desk. It's Michael's science book. I told him to pack his bag last night.
Oh, wait, what's that?
I just said, his science book.
No, that underneath it.
Hmm?
This.
Teen Zone. Well, how did this get in here?
I can guess who brought it into the house. Special feature, swimsuit shopping. That's all Haley was talking about last night.
She's not allowed to have this magazine.
I know. What I really want to know is, why do the boys have it in their room?
Why does it look like they tried to hide it?
Oh, John, not already. They're growing up too fast. How are we going to fight against this world when this stuff is brought right into our home?
No, Mary, come on. We've got to pray more than ever. And we have to keep the lines of communication open.
I know. I got to sit down with Haley as soon as she gets home.
Yeah, and I'll talk to the boys tonight after I drop Timmy off at Kelly and Peter's. After all, it's something that I know about.
You know, I forgot Timmy was going to play with Patrick tonight. I'm glad he'll be out of the house.
Me too. Hey, come on, we're going to get through this, Mary. All right?
Hang your coats and bags up in the mudroom and come in here for a second.
Okay. You okay, Mom?
Yeah, something wrong.
Well, yes. Sit down. And where's Haley?
Oh, she asked me to tell you that she was going to drop by Grace's real quick. She won't be long.
What's wrong, Mom?
I was up in your room this afternoon picking up some of your dirty clothes.
We're going to do that tonight.
That's not what this is about. Dad came home and we saw your science book on the desk.
Uh-oh.
Whoops.
And do you know what we found when Dad picked it up?
Teen Zone?
Mm-hmm.
It's no big deal, Mom. I mean, it's a kid's magazine.
Yeah, pretty harmless. It was Haley's.
If you think that it was fine to have this, then why did you go through the trouble of hiding it under a book?
Because...
Listen, I want you two to go wait in Dad's office.
Well, Mom...
Can't we just...
And when he gets back from dropping Timmy off at Uncle Peter's and Aunt Kelly's, he wants to talk to both of you.
Mom, can't we just wrap it up here? Michael and Al promise never to look at anything like this ever again.
Yeah, and we don't really need to let Dad in on all this, do we?
Dad already knows. Now please go wait in your father's office.
Hey, Haley, were you at Grace's?
Yeah, you at track practice?
Yeah. Did you ever find Jessica's Teen Zone before you had to go to school?
No. And she was not happy.
Well, I'm sure it'll turn up. Hi, Mom.
Hi, sweetie. You're sure what'll turn up? Are you missing something, Haley?
Well, actually, Jessica lent me this. Hey, there it is. How'd you get it, Mom?
The boys had it in their bedroom.
What? I was looking all over for it last night. Why would they have it? It's a girl's magazine.
You were looking for it last night?
Yeah, she even came in my room asking about it.
Why didn't you come to me, Haley? I could have helped you look for it.
Well, I didn't want to bother you, you know, with putting Timmy to bed and everything, and...
Have a seat.
Can I sit down, too?
Yes. Actually, this is relevant to what you've been talking about in contemporary events.
Mom, does Brooke have to stay?
Yes. Now, first of all, Haley, are you supposed to have Teen Zone?
No. But, Mom, it was just so I could find a new suit to go...
I didn't ask for an excuse.
Sorry.
Honey, we have been over this so many times, even yesterday while you were helping me with dinner.
How I'm not supposed to be so wrapped up with my outsides?
Yes, but it's more than that. Can't you see how harmful magazines like Teen Zone are? Remember what Dad and I said last fall when we told you that we didn't want you reading that magazine?
Not really.
Oh. I think I can guess, even if I wasn't there. Haley, Teen Zone and stuff like that makes you think about all the wrong things. You start getting totally focused on what you look like, what your body should be like, all physical stuff. And I can't believe that my brothers were looking at that.
Well, it's not meant for boys.
Haley, Teen Zone is just as damaging for girls as it is for boys.
Mom.
No, like Brooke said, it puts your focus on all the wrong things. And it also can give you the wrong ideas about how to present yourselves to boys.
Mom, don't you think Haley's a little young for this?
I wish she was. But it's pretty clear that she's already thinking about these things.
Hey, I'm right here. You don't have to talk about me like I'm not in the room.
Oh, honey, the world's trying to sell the idea that you need to look just right. That you need to sell yourself to men as you get older. And that is not right. Hey, and it's not fair to boys. Now, we girls need to respect ourselves and respect them enough to put our focus on our insides and to be modest about our outsides.
It totally makes sense. The more we can protect and preserve, the more guys won't look at us expecting something or thinking gross thoughts. I don't want a guy to look at me like he does at a girl in a magazine. I want him to look at me for me. Brooke Morrison.
For your heart and your character. For who God made you to be.
Right.
Listen, there's another verse you girls are going to memorize tonight. And I want you to hold on to it. Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay.
It's from 1 Peter 3, verses 3 and 4. Haley, why don't you start reading it?
Your beauty should not come from outward adornments, such as braided hair and the wearing of gold jewelry and fine clothes.
And those are precisely the kinds of things Teen Zone makes you focus on.
I get it, Mom.
Brooke, why don't you read verse 4, honey?
Instead, it should be that of your inner self, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is of great worth in God's sight. Mom, why don't people get this? I mean, why do they think it's so old-fashioned if you talk about God and being modest like that?
Because it's a mixed-up world, Brookie. And everyone's looking for value and fulfillment. And right now, the movement for girls is to find their worth and independence in how they look. And for guys, they think they can get fulfillment from lust. And the world today is selling that to them.
That's the way it is, huh? And Teen Zone's just a way of starting young?
Yeah. And my hope is that you girls will put your focus on God and on your insides, and that you'll feed that inner light and beauty by growing in your faith and knowledge of God, that you won't buy into what the world tells us.
But are we free and independent, Mom? Like everyone wants girls to be today?
More free and independent than any of the girls out there that are trying to sell themselves. Because you've been bought by the blood of Christ, and you are new creations in Him. And real freedom, Brooke, is to be able to do what you know is right.
You think Dad'll be real mad at us, Justin?
Oh, how should I know?
Well, I just...
I don't think he'll be too mad.
Oh, Dad, don't do that.
All right, guys. Come on, relax. Now, what do you think you're sitting in here for?
Well, we know that you and Mom found Haley's Teen Zone in our room.
Mm-hmm. And why would that bother us?
Because Haley's not supposed to have that magazine?
Yeah, and why else, Mikey? I mean, why would we specifically care that you two had it?
We knew it was wrong, Dad. Otherwise, we wouldn't have hid it.
But Justin, even last night, we said that it wasn't the same as those bag magazines Luke was talking about. It's just a kid's magazine, remember?
Oh, come on, Mike. You know it wasn't right.
But it was just for swimsuit shopping.
All right. I think we can pretty much agree that you two know it was wrong to have this magazine, right?
Hmm? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And yes, Justin, you're right. A big clue is that you two tried to hide it. Why do you think you felt guilty?
Because we knew it was wrong.
Yes. Yes, but what was wrong about it?
Well, I guess the way we were looking at the girls.
All right, now you're on to something, son. What was bad about the way you were looking at them?
Well, I don't know, but when I was looking at the pictures, well, something inside just felt, like, dizzy. I didn't like it.
You felt that too?
Yeah, like I knew it was wrong, and it made me feel kind of, like, sick, but it was like I couldn't help it once we looked at it.
Yeah, like I just wanted to see one more page, but at the same time, my stomach felt all turned around, like I ate something bad.
It was a strange, dark thrill, wasn't it?
Yeah, thrill. That's what it was.
It was weird.
See, that's why it's so dangerous to even play around the edges of pornography, guys.
Pornography?
Dad, that wasn't pornography.
Ah, I see, but that's the trap. Now listen. We men are very visual. Pictures, even like the ones in Teen Zone, have a lot of power to capture our imaginations. And some kids find that dark thrill they feel when they see those pictures to be very satisfying. And then they want to see more. And pretty soon it's like, it's just like a tiger inside of them that demands to be fed more and more.
A tiger?
Yeah, right. And pretty soon they'll start to seek out even more graphic and awful pictures. And eventually they could develop an addiction to pornography.
So what do we do, Dad?
Well, I have an idea. You ready for it?
Yeah.
What is it?
I want to memorize a verse with you boys, and I want us to ask God together if he will help us live by that verse.
What's the verse?
It's from Job. 31, verse 1. I made a covenant with my eyes not to look lustfully at a girl.
Made a covenant with my eyes not to look lustfully at a girl.
Good.
Okay, that's not so hard.
All right, now, we need to make sure that when any one of the three of us are confronted with temptation...
Hold it, Dad. The three of us?
Yeah, the three of us. Oh, come on, guys. I'm human, too. And the only way I can get through struggles like this is by leaning on God. And I want to help you to do the same. So when any of us are confronted with temptation, we need to cry out to our Heavenly Father to help us.
And we can do it together?
Ah, definitely. So can we agree that when we get tempted, we'll pray for each other?
Right? Yeah.
Good, because we need to stick together on this. Pornography is something that can hurt your hearts and lives and marriages.
Dad, yeah. Like, with marriage, I mean, it's good if we think our wife is pretty, right?
Of course, Justin. Oh, dear, I should have said it sooner. Listen, I never want you guys to be confused about this. God designed us male and female, and that's good. He also designed us as men to appreciate beauty in girls and women as we grow older.
And you think Mom's beautiful?
The most beautiful lady in the world.
So, marriage is a good thing.
Ah, it's one of the best, buddy. It's God's idea, and it's a wonderful thing. You know, someday in the not-so-distant future, God will bring his choice of a wife to you boys.
Dad,
come on.
No, I'm serious. And Mom and I have been praying for the people God's chosen for you and your brother and sisters.
You have?
Oh, you better believe it. And it is so important that when you do get married, you've saved yourself. Your hearts, your souls, and yes, your bodies.
Well, that's another reason we shouldn't look at pictures like this, huh, Dad? Mm. Because it's not just hurting us. It could hurt whoever we marry.
That's right, Justin. That's right. And believe me, when your wedding day comes, you're going to want to be able to give everything you can to that girl you love, to just give yourself completely.
Then I say let's do this thing.
Yeah.
Do what thing?
This guys' club thing, with the verse and praying for each other.
All right, let's do it. Now, you guys remember the verse?
Job 31:1.
Good.
Something about a covenant.
Right, close. All right. I made, eyes. Say with me, I made a covenant with my eyes not to look lustful.
Do you have people in your life that watch out for you and help you follow the King? People who pray for you, memorize the Bible with you, and help you make the right decisions? It can be your parents or maybe some friends that love you and just want the best for you. Honest accountability is so important to maintain a good Christian life. If you would like to order a CD copy of this episode or any other episode you've heard, you can order online at cbhministries.org or by phone at 888-224-2324. That's 888-224-2324. However you contact us, it's helpful to know the call letters of the great station that you listen to. God loves kids and wants them to know Him. That's why we produce Down Gilead Lane and other resources, but we can't do it without your help. Today's program, Beauty and the Beast Within, was written and directed by Beth Klima. Our production engineers were Steve O'Dell and Scott Heckman, with music by John Campbell. Our executive producer is Randy Heckman. And I'm Jacob, hoping you'll join us again next week for more Down Gilead Lane, a listener-supported production of CBH Ministries, because God loves kids. Thank you.